You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking with Edward DuCoyne, founder and CEO of Orpical Incorporated, based in the Philadelphia region. Orpical is a business consulting firm disguised as an advertising agency. Orpical provides website design and a full complement of marketing services, but often the company goes much deeper in client relationships, helping their clients generate leads and sales. Edward, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate that.
Hey, you're more than welcome. So for starters, tell us, what is a B2B referral partner to kick things off?
Well, it's something that we've really spent a lot of time in the past year focusing on. B2B referral partner is basically an individual that typically is in a sales environment of a business selling to a business, that they have a book of business, you know, the good old days you called it a Rolodex, of companies that they have a great relationship with. They can bring ideas, they can bring products, and they can bring services. So a B2B referral partner is somebody that can refer business to an existing network.
And why do big companies love referral partners?
Well, the thing is, you know, all size companies should love referral partners. And you think of, you know, the corner store restaurant. I mean, people loved word of mouth marketing, and that's been talked about quite a bit. But in today's world, where if you're out there selling an expensive product or service, the ability to get to the decision maker with all the noise is, you know, tougher than ever. And we all know people that can get somebody on the phone very easily. I have somebody that I know that literally has Donald Trump on their cell phone, and with not too much difficulty, most likely in less than a few hours, could get a text response back from Donald Trump himself and or a connection. Now, it doesn't matter how you feel about him politically, but from a business perspective, that's just an example of the, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that you may want to, you know, be able to connect with if you're selling a particular product or service. You're talking, you know, the CEO or executive director or board members, or even the purchasing manager of a target company. But my point is my ability to get Donald Trump on the phone could take anywhere between years to never, and certainly would take a lot of work. So big companies, and really all size companies, but more so than you would imagine, the big companies have learned that working with referral partners can get them in the door much easier. And it's also kind of a quid pro quo type thing, where referral partners are working together to help each other's non-competitive businesses grow.
Very interesting. Now, give us some examples of clients that you have worked with that use referral partners.
Well, you know, one area that has been very successful, one of our divisions, Orpical, is a direct marketing agency, a website development firm. But as you stated, we're a business consulting firm disguised in those areas. And we work, you know, our main responsibility is to help clients be more profitable. And we do that through many ways. But we've also stumbled upon some areas where, again, we're given referrals. So in the commercial energy space, we've got four or five key clients. One of them does utility bill auditing. Now, that's a very interesting service, because 62% of the time this company audits a bill, they find errors. Their biggest issue is not the ability to deliver for a client. Their biggest issue is the ability to get to the right person. So they decided consciously to go out and develop a referral partner network. And their referral partners include ex-athletes that are looking for the thing to do after their athletic career, politicians, former politicians, lobbyists, individuals that have had influence at the C-suite level, whether they're currently working with companies or maybe even retired. A business-to-business referral partner, like an ex-CEO who wants to spend their time partially retired, that 20, 30, even 50 years worth of business connections has tremendous value, not just for the company that's receiving the referral, but for that person who's making the referral. So in this particular case, my client's entire sales funnel comes almost exclusively from referrals, and they do a very nice job, but it's the type of service in this particular case where you need to go after either the CEO or CFO of a company, and we're talking up, you know, even Fortune 100 companies that you got to go after. I will tell you, there's a very interesting story. There's a company, and I can't use the name, but they're a Fortune 500 company where, from a utility bill auditing perspective, they're due a $100,000 refund, pure cash refund. But there's the regional CFO thinks that it will, quote, make him look bad. So, you know, it's not going through. This is why dealing with a targeted audience at the highest levels for them makes sense, and referral partners are a wonderful way to do that.
Certainly sounds like it. Today we're joined by Edward DuCoin, founder and CEO of Orpical Inc., based in the Philadelphia region. Orpical is a business consulting firm disguised as an advertising agency here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Edward, how can a business person benefit from their contacts and benefit from referring to other businesses?
Well, this is where the company that's seeking the referral partners has to have their stuff together, and they have to know what their approach is, and they need to be very clear with that approach. Reporting is vital. So if you are asked as a business person or whoever you may be that you've got contacts and you're asked for referrals, you need to know whether it's going to be a sophisticated system that has a long-term benefit or you're just being nice. And there's nothing wrong with just being nice. Lots of people do that. I do it all the time where people ask me, you know, hey, do you know somebody? Yeah, you got to go to this. It could be as simple as a restaurant. It could be as complex as, you know, commercial insurance or legal services. But, you know, your question was, how can a business person benefit? Well, there's significant benefits out there. I can't think of a company that can't benefit from receiving referrals, and there are firms out there that are actively seeking that. One example is, and it's, again, it's a client of ours, they're in the insurance space, and they're in the employee supplemental insurance space. And a gentleman referred a rather large casino, and without being specific with the numbers, and these are, you know, dummied down and very, very conservative, for in essence making a referral, which involves sending an email, making a phone call, and setting up an appointment, this gentleman's going to get about a $7,000 check every single month for the next 48 months. Now, that's a very good thing, and it was something that was sitting in, you know, you really can't use the word Rolodex anymore, but sitting in his cell phone with the contact, because the relationship was there, he could literally pick up the phone, call his buddy, who's the decision maker at this major casino, and say, I want you to take this meeting. I think it can benefit. And that's another thing that, again, because there's so much noise out there, the ability for a referral partner to go to a company that you really want to sell to and say, look, take 15 minutes to speak to this guy. I think it's worth your time, it is incredibly valuable. But if you're a referral partner, you want to ask some smart questions. First off, are you getting paid? And that's not a deal breaker. I mean, if you're seeking to get paid, that's great. Yesterday I spoke with somebody who said, look, I don't want to get a referral fee because I want to bring these services to my clients to benefit the clients, but I don't want them to think that I'm being compensated to helping them. Now, that's a nice, admirable thing to do, and that, you know, it's a win. I guess it's a win-win. But most of the time, there's certainly an opportunity, because what some people don't realize, okay, and I just said it here, a person can pick up the phone and call, you know, his or her buddy who's a senior executive at some big company and get a meeting because, you know, we all have friends. I literally have friends I can pick up and call and say, look, I want you to do this for me, whether it be a favor or just do it or it's going to benefit you. You're able to get that message across. But like the person with the casino, he, you know, yes, he's going to be making a nice sum for the next year, you know, a couple years or so. But it took him years to develop these relationships, maintain the relationships. So let's not just be like, oh, you know, why should he or she earn this income for making a few phone calls? It is a lot more than just making a few phone calls. And the company that is working with referral partners, they understand that it's less expensive for them to pay somebody X number of dollars in a referral fee than it would be to spend all that time and money advertising and trying to get to the right decision maker. The thing, though, that the referral partner needs to truly understand is it a one-time referral or are there other opportunities? Because one of the clients we're working with, there's with the auditing services, utility bill auditing is the low-hanging fruit. But there's a couple dozen line items that could happen there, and a relationship could also happen, you know, basically a renewal and other opportunities that kick in. So are you paid just for the one, and are you paid on an ongoing basis? What type of reporting is there? A company that's sophisticated will have decent reports. Even if they're coming off an Excel spreadsheet, they need to be a report that comes out consistently and something that you can see the activity. I know of another person where she received a check for, it was about $19,000 for a referral that she had long forgotten about. And it was made like 18 months earlier. And that company has a lot of credibility because, you know, she kind of forgot about it. Now, perhaps they weren't maintaining the relation, you know, communication as they should, but it's still pretty cool when you get a check like that out of the blue and didn't know it was coming. So you got to work, I think, for companies that want to employ a referral partner program. You know, there it can be as basic as, hey, you know, share my name and I'll pass something on, up to there are very sophisticated, you know, we have CRM, customer relationship management. There's PRM, partner relationship management. And this software is not cheap. Some of the software is upwards of $3,000 a month. But boy, does it, you know, if it's implemented properly, can pay a wonderful return on investment. That's that.
Some really interesting information and certainly exciting information for those listening in. Lastly, who would be the ideal referral partner or partners?
Two things. The obvious ones are people that have influence. You know, you, Eric, could pick up the phone and call people I couldn't dream of getting on the phone and vice versa. So, again, getting back to athletes are cool because people like to hang out with athletes. You know, politicians are cool because that's all they do is meet with people. Of course, executives are cool because, you know, especially, frankly, the older they get, they typically have, and if they've maintained relationships, can go back and, you know, say to their buddy, you know, look, take this meeting and take the call. But here's the thing that people don't really get. I do a lot of work on LinkedIn, and I also help people develop their LinkedIn profile and get business. And right now, we do so much on LinkedIn that my clients have more work than they can handle. We literally can overwhelm them with the number of leads and communication and things like that. But a good percentage of the time when we start working with a client, they'll say, you know, I really don't see how this person can benefit me. Well, first off, it's not benefit me. It's how do I benefit them, which is a whole other conversation we could have. But you never know who knows who. And an example is there's a woman that I knew years ago who did merchant processing, a very sweet woman, very good salesperson, very professional, but she did merchant processing. She's out there trying to sell credit card services to very small businesses in the area. But her brother-in-law was the CEO of a Fortune 50 company, you know, and she literally could, with one phone call, could get somebody in the door, and she did that for me, who ended up becoming a very, very important client and now somebody that I can go to and bring other opportunities to. So you never know who knows who. The person that I'm referring to about Donald Trump is somebody that you would never believe that could get him on the phone. And he's, again, somebody that I'm close to. And just because he was at the right place at the right time, was able to get that. So, of course, the most influential people are those who have the contacts and have the reputation. But you never want to discount who knows who. And that's a big mistake a lot of companies make. It's also a big mistake a lot of car salespeople make. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes the person that walks in with his ripped jeans and the dirty T-shirt can buy that BMW with cash 25 times over. And the guy who comes in or the woman who comes in a business suit has to lease it with the minimum amount down, and they're just doing it for an ego play. You never assume anything about anybody.
Well, Edward, it certainly has been good to have had you back, and thanks for bringing our attention to the value of B2B referral partners, and that is certainly a great thing to implement in our businesses. If you would just tell our listeners where they can get more information about Orpical Online, how they can be in touch.
Yeah, well, the easiest way is our website, which is orpical.com, O-R-P-I-C-A-L.com. And, of course, we are on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. The Orpical website is mainly about our marketing services, but if you peek around good, you'll be able to find Orpical Energy, Delaware Valley Home Ecotech, Linketeer, things that brands we're building out to help businesses grow both, you know, lead generation, help their conversion, which naturally improves their sales. So orbical.com is the best place to reach us.
Well, once again, Edward, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best. Look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Edward Ducoing, founder and CEO of Orpical Inc., based in the Philadelphia region. And for more on what Orpical Inc. offers and what they can do for your business, visit orpical.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.